Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
False, false, false. There is no Chris. There is no Amy.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing, Amy?
All is well.
No Chris and Amy today. It's Hancock and Kelly. How about that?
Well, you know, it's the holiday season when Hancock and Kelly pop up on the radio every day.
Right.
And here we are.
Now, this would be the time what Chris would usually say. You can follow us on what? The Odyssey
the
app?
The Odyssey app. You can go and download it.
And
you can send us a mic drop.
Type in the Chris and Amy Show.
Yeah.
You can go on YouTube to the Chris and Amy Show.
Are we doing that thing?
And stare at us. Yeah, I can see you right now on it. You look good. I feel like I'm in the shadows. Huh. Look at the screen in front of you.
I have nothing.
Oh, you can't see my picture?
No.
Poor guy.
I can look at you over here. But YouTube, we're on the Twitter.
Yeah, and Amy and Chris are on Twitter and Facebook. You can go find them. That's not important right now.
Chris Amy KMOX.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
The most important thing.
For the top of the order.
Oh, here we go.
Top three stories everyone will be talking about.
John, the Epstein files are to be released today. You remember we were going to get those on day one of the Trump administration. Then we had a congressional vote. Well, they say it's going to happen tonight, so buckle up, folks.
Well, there you have it. And County Executive Sam Page announces he's not running for re-election, and he's headed to court.
Wow. And number three, it's a big sports weekend across the country. Of course, we got Chiefs football. We've got the college football playoffs starting this weekend. We also have Saturday football in the NFL. It's going to be sports everywhere.
Good. It's about time.
Where have you been? What have you been up to?
I had a meeting yesterday in our state capital.
Yeah, you had to go down to Jeff's. How was the drive down?
It was horrible.
Why?
Highway 70 was closed.
Did you ever find out why?
There was an accident.
Really?
Overturned semi. Apparently.
So how long did you sit out there?
About a half an hour. And so I called my partner because we had a meeting and I said, I'm not moving. He said, well, the highway's shut down. Oh, I said.
Okay.
So he directed me to get off at the Z exit right there when you get on 70 from 64.
Uh-huh.
And he directed me over to some other road and then down. It worked.
Really?
So I got back on the
highway.
Went
through some farmland, did you?
It was out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got to Jeff City. I made it on time to my meeting, and I got invited to a holiday party.
Really?
In Jefferson City.
Where
last
at?
Night. Well, it was in Jeff City.
Okay.
And so I thought this will be fun. So mm-hmm. We had our meeting and then kind of hung out for a little while and headed over to the holiday party. And I got to say, Michael.
Now, can you give some more context to the party? What kind of party was it? Was this a bunch of lobbyists? Was it a bunch of...
No, it was a grassroots event.
Okay, cool.
And they had water and tea.
Oh,
at the holiday party.
My, oh my. What was this? Ebenezer Scrooge's Christmas party?
So I opted for the tea option.
Hot tea or cold tea?
It was cold. And of course, when I left St. Louis, it was 60 degrees.
I know.
So who needs a coat?
All right.
I didn't need a coat.
No.
I didn't bring a coat.
Of course.
Well, by the time the holiday party rolled around, it was 29 degrees and windy as heck.
Ooh.
I was freezing.
Nice.
This is how William Henry Harrison died, you know, after his inaugural address. And I thought, this is not good. You know, so I go to the holiday party. I get a glass of tea.
Ooh.
And they've got these butlered hors d'oeuvres.
What's that mean?
It means
like those little small tacos and stuff like that?
Yeah, butlered means you don't eat.
Ah.
And so they bring these little tiny things around, you know,
a little
cracker with a thing on it.
Yeah. Would you like to try our amuse-bouche with blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. No, does it go with iced tea? I said. So I'm at this holiday party listening to speeches, and all I can think about, Michael.
Yeah.
Is Highway 47.
Why?
Because when you're driving down Highway 70, when you get to Highway 47, that's the Warrenton exit.
Okay.
There is a Jack in the Box.
Hey, now.
And I don't have a Jack in the Box anywhere near me out in West County. And so I've been driving to Jefferson City and back maybe 1,000 times in my life.
At least.
And this Jack in the Box is like a shining beacon for me.
Oh.
Either going or coming, I pull over and I get the tacos.
The greasiest food you can get.
It's the best thing ever.
They're like tacos that are just slathered in grease and then
fried
stuck together.
And they're fried. And it's amazing and it's magnificent. And so I'm at this lame holiday party thinking, you know what?
The tacos.
In an hour and 15 minutes, I'm going to be at Taco Bell.
No, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get 4 tacos. And it's going to be glorious, you know. So I'm driving and it's windy and it's cold.
Oh my gosh, it was brutal last night.
It was horrible. And no coat. And so there it is. I see it as I crest the hill.
Yeah.
There it is.
The oasis.
The Highway 47 Warrenton exit. And there's the little box in the sky. And I'm thinking, here we go. And so I pull in, and apparently this is about 9.
Don't have your wallet.
9:30. I got my wallet. I'm good.
Surprise.
And I'm behind a white truck who is behind another car. It's 9:30. What are all these people doing at Jack in the Box in Warrenton at 9:30, I thought.
Right.
And I sat.
Okay.
And I sat. Nobody comes behind me. I'm at the end of the line.
All right.
15 minutes.
Well, you really wanted these tacos.
Yes.
You never thought, I'm just going to get out and go
I'm
in.
I'm starving at this point because all I had was the butler hors d'oeuvre. And so I finally get to the speaker. One moment, please. I said, really? One moment. 5 minutes goes by.
Right.
The truck in front of me is not moving. The line's not moving.
All right.
And then after 5 minutes, another voice comes on. And it's a different voice. And he says, wait just a moment, please. And I'm thinking, no.
What's going on?
What is happening? Another 5 minutes. I'm sitting at the speaker.
Okay.
And then what can I get started for you?
Oh, Lord.
So I said, 4 tacos, please. We're out of tacos. We're out of tacos. I've been salivating for these tacos for hours now, and I've been sitting in line now for a good 10 or 12 minutes. So I ordered whatever. And
did you get the Frisco belt?
No, buddy. I got the sourdough thing. It's not
that good.
Not the way that it was prepared.
Yeah.
There was no toast. It was supposed to be toast.
Right.
It was wet bread is what it was. And so anyway, but the white car in front of me finally gets to the window, the truck. And they're handing him a bag and another bag.
Tacos.
And another bag and another bag. Oh, and here's a drink. And here's another. Oh, here's a box full of drinks. And he sits there another 5 minutes. And then there's another bag. And it's like he's feeding the 3rd Infantry. after about the 7th bag and the 5th drink, he sits there. And it's like he's going through everything to make sure they got it. You know what I mean? Another 5 minutes. 35 minutes.
Wow.
I'm at this Jack in the Box.
To not even get the tacos
No tacos. I got a soggy thing, and now I'm a good 35 minutes late getting home.
Right.
And then all the construction on 70.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a good thing.
The walls. Well, yeah.
Love it.
But, I mean, you got the concrete in the trucks, out there. I mean, it's a death trap.
And it was windy.
The wind's blowing my little car, hither and fro.
Do you think the universe may have been conspiring to keep you from eating those grease-infested tacos?
I would love them. I'd love one right now. Not from there, but from a different franchisee, perhaps.
So my regular stop on the way to Jefferson City for food is at the Wentzville exit, which has now gotten a little dicey. There's so many people out there, you can get caught up for 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a Chick-fil-A there.
Oh.
And,
but Chick-fil-A, you're just getting started when you're at the Wentzville exit.
Right.
I feel like by the time you get to Warrenton, you're kind of halfway there.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I feel like halfway to Jefferson City is
High Hill.
Miliono Hill or whatever
High
that
Hill,
is, where you go down into that big dip.
Yep.
And then you get off at Ozark Land there at Highway 57.
Jasper's.
Yeah. Have you ever been into one of those walnut bowls or the candy shops?
Well, I've been
that
into
advertise?
Jasper's. And then they got the Iron Skillet on the other side of the highway there.
Yeah.
Which is quite the experience.
And then you got to spend time in our lovely state capital. That's a place that I spent a good 4 or 5 years of my life. And I'm pretty sure that when I go to purgatory, I will be sitting in Jefferson City watching girls volleyball, which is what I had to watch with my sisters play while I was growing up.
Oh.
I hate Jefferson City. It's a lovely town, but I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
it's such a big, beautiful building. And then you go down there and deal with the people that are in it. You're just like, how come you can't be like the beauty of this place?
It is a pretty state capital,
though. It is absolutely gorgeous. And right there on the river, I kid about Jefferson City. But it's a place that I just assume not have to spend. Hey, we're going to step aside. We're going to come back. There's big changes at the airport.
Oh.
I hear that you might like them. I think it's going to screw everything up. We'll talk about it.
Our airport?
Every airport in the country.
Huh.
Right here on Camo X.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sports. It is John Hancock and Michael Kelly sitting in for Chris and Amy. They'll be back with you next week, won't they? Or are you and I back
nobody
here next
knows.
Week?
Today's Friday. I'm focused on the weekend.
All right. I want to put you into a mindset.
All right.
Pre-September 11th.
Yep.
Maybe even as a child. Wasn't it a big deal to get to go to the airport? Maybe Dad had gone somewhere and you and Mom were going to pick him up from the airport. So you'd go through security.
Meet him
at
the gate.
You'd go all the way down to that gate, and then Dad would get off, and you'd be able to give him a hug,
right there.
Remember that?
Oh, sure.
Those were the good old days.
Yes.
Then we had September 11th, of course, and we ended all that.
Yeah.
Well, some of these airports are now looking to bring that ability to go to the gate back. Oakland being the most recent that is putting in where non-passengers will be able to go 7 days prior to a flight, apply for a pass, be able to go through security like a regular passenger, go down to the gate and greet people.
Or send them off.
Right. And this is not a unique to Oakland. Cleveland has done this, Kansas City, San Antonio. It appears as though this could be Philadelphia's got it, the Detroit metropolitan area has it. So a lot of these airports are doing this idea. And I hate it.
Why?
Well, here's why I hate it. Because prior to September 11th, it was a lot easier to get through security than what we do now, right? Now you're taking your shoes off, you're taking your belt off, you're taking your coat off. If you're lucky, you get to keep some of your clothes on when you go through, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And inevitably, you're going to get behind the person who's never traveled before and doesn't realize they have to do all this stuff, right? And so they make three attempts to go through the metal detector, etc. So now we're going to open this whole process back up under this new restrictions of the way that we do security checks to go into the airport and allow, Sarah and the three kids to go through the security.
Buddy.
Clog up the security line so that they can go down to the gate. This is a ridiculous idea. It's the camel's nose into the tent. It's going to take you even longer to get through security now.
Is there no humanity in you, sir?
Yeah.
I mean, this is America.
Mm-hmm.
Where your loved one has been traveling abroad,
right?
And they're coming home, and they've spent 6, 7, 8, 10, 14 hours coming home from the Philippines, and they're coming off the plane, and the first thing they want to see when they come off that plane is you, Michael.
Probably the bathroom.
No, it's you, their loved one, standing at the gate with a little sign that says "Welcome home, Charlie."
Right.
And then you hug them and the reunification is there no humanity in
you? No, there's humanity, but you can do it past security.
Or your wife is going for a long weekend with her girlfriends.
Right.
They're going to Hilton Head.
Nice.
And you drive her to the airport there, and there's Sally and Susie, and you walk her in all the way to the gate, and you kiss her.
Right, so that you can look like a romantic guy, Don Juan there.
You can put your leg up like that, and you kiss her. Although I will tell you this, speaking of that.
Yeah.
So we're at the Garden Glow the other night.
Well, boy, this is a hard turn. Hit me with it.
So we're with another couple. George and I are, walking, and then our wives.
To go through security?
And so anyway, we're coming up. I look up there, and the girls are in front of us, and I look up. Hey, George, look at that. There's mistletoe right there. I said, maybe this is our chance.
Yeah.
And Georgie and I look at her. She looks up at the mistletoe, and she and Gail, they take off like they're in a in a sprint in the Olympics. I mean, they zoom past the mistletoe.
Oh.
It was horrible. But anyway, to get back to the airport.
How did you know it was mistletoe? I don't even know what it looks like.
Well, because there was a couple kissing.
Just a ball of grass.
There was a couple kissing right there under the thing that was hanging from the thing.
No, but listen, you and I travel quite a bit. We've done it together.
Yeah.
So you're going to be okay with 10% more traffic.
Yes.
Likely little kids who don't know what to do.
Saying taking goodbye their shoes. To daddy.
Right. So your normal 45 minutes to get through security is now turned into an hour and 15 minutes.
No, buddy. It's not nothing like that.
What are you talking about, John?
Well,
it takes forever to get through security right now.
The guests that are greeting or saying goodbye are not going to have luggage, clearly.
Uh-huh.
They're going to zoop right through the thing there. And they go to the gate and maybe have a little meal there at the airport.
Okay.
And then you say goodbye.
No, this is a terrible idea. Now, if young Tula, you know, is 12 years old, and she's going to travel to Kansas City without you.
Oh.
And she's going to be put on a plane.
I don't think I'm
And somebody's going to receive her.
Yeah.
I get it. That's something that a parent should be able to go through, et cetera.
Yes.
But the idea that Johnny's coming home from college over in Edinburgh for the year. Maybe he's been over in England. He comes in, and the whole family's going to rush down to the gate. No.
Should.
How about you stay where the bags are received and, you know, pay your parking dollars, go in there, wait until Johnny comes in rather than clogging up the security
lines. Because it's not the gate, buddy. It's the gate. It's the first thing you see when you exit the plane. And he's been in Edinburgh, the poor guy,
yeah,
you know, for a good 4 months, and you want to see him.
Really? What's the first thing you think about when you get off an airplane? I don't know about you. Usually for me, it's I want to go to the bathroom or I want to get out of here as quickly as possible to run to my Uber or my car and get home.
Well, that's your basic travel. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about special travel.
Okay, but that's Somebody's not what been this permit for, will be for. This permit will be for anybody.
Buddy.
You are going to be leading the parade against these. The first time you go there, and the security lines have now expanded even longer than they are. Have you traveled through the airport lately? Now, look, it's encouraging to see all those people at Lambert Airport because it's been a while since we've seen that many travelers. But the security lines take a good half hour to get through.
That's the price you pay, Michael. Mm. It's a price you pay for convenient travel. And, and you know, I'll tell you, I guess Southwest is doing away with the A, B, and C.
I'm interested to see how that's going to work.
Well, you're going to have an assigned seat.
Right, but have you purchased a ticket yet? I think it's going to start February 1st. They're going to start doing
I have not.
I've purchased one ticket, and I picked a seat.
Yeah.
But my understanding is they're still going to keep the A, B, Cs, and then, you know, A-list rewards, and certain people are going to be able to board at certain times. The only thing that's changing is you're going to have an assigned seat.
So several years ago, I was commuting every week to Columbus, Ohio.
Right. Could you imagine it being 15 minutes longer in the security line so that Billy can say hello to Sammy?
It wouldn't bother me.
Oh, whatever.
So, but anyway, I was like the A plus 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 select double
diamond
dingo thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I was A2. I was in D.C.
Right.
A2.
Nice.
It's great. I'm there in line. Doesn't look like a very full flight. A lot of people out though in the pre-board.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Oh, the wheelchair miracles.
Well, it was an honor flight, which is a wonderful thing. People
totally
going to the nation's capital and visiting the World War II monuments in the Vietnam War and the Korean War.
Right.
So A2. Of course, it's an honor flight, so all the honored folks get on.
Well, World War II.
There were approximately 117.
Where'd you get to sit in the back next to the toilet?
I was in the back in a middle seat, but I didn't care. It was an honor flight.
Yeah, of course.
But so, you know, maybe the ABC thing doesn't work out so well after all.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see how it works out. You know, hopefully, there's this talk that we're going to get a new airport in St. Louis.
Yeah, one terminal.
Yeah, and I know there's lots of momentum behind it. You know, pardon my nervousness as to whether or not it's actually going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, what makes you think that?
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of like the convention center that we were going to build?
Going to happen.
Just going to happen.
Yeah.
And that wound up being
a disaster. Continue.
But I'm excited that maybe we can get some type of, have you been to some of these airports that have the security checks that's just like going through the Taj Mahal? It's real spread out. It's like this at Midway now. It's real spread out. They have plenty of room. They've got lots of places for security. They've got the places for the bozos who don't know how to take off their shoes. They can say, hey, you got to go over there. I'm hopeful that we'll get that here at our own little airport.
That would be lovely.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be absolutely nice. Well, we need to step aside.
Because?
We're going to talk about.
Oh, we're going to visit about the Epstein files.
That's
which
it.
Get released tonight. So they
show
say.
Show prep, folks. Show prep. Voluminous. Yes. Show prep.
Hancock and Kelly on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, today is the day, they say, John, that the Epstein files, which are being forced to be released as a part of the Epstein Files Transparency Act, passed by Congress and signed into law by Donald Trump. Well, the Department of Justice Attorney General Todd Blanche said the Department of Justice would not be releasing the full Epstein files to Congress today. They will be releasing an overwhelmingly amount, but they're going to have to hold back hundreds of thousands of documents. Here's what I don't get. What's going on? This was part of what elected this president. What are we hiding? I mean, this is all going to come out eventually. And if this is being done for the ego or, I don't know, any reason for Donald Trump, it's ultimately going to come out. This is yet another way that I would think most of his supporters can see that this guy says one thing and does another. This was a huge issue in the last campaign.
Well, it's clearly best case scenario is going to be embarrassing for the president. And I would imagine that the stuff that is going to be released today will be embarrassing for the president. I don't expect anything that's going to be released today is going to implicate the president in engaging in, you know, sex with underage girls. I'm certain that's not going to be released. But the thing that gets lost in the politics of the Epstein files, and it's been very political, is that there are hundreds of young underage girls who were victims of sex trafficking in what may be the largest sex trafficking network in the history of the world. And to date, precisely two people have been convicted of involvement in that ring, one being the late Jeffrey Epstein, the other being Ghislaine Maxwell, his associate. There are clearly other people. We know about Prince Andrew, the former Prince Andrew, but there are clearly other people who were involved in this network, elaborate network that involved owning an island, a private island, where these girls were flown and abused. And those victims deserve justice. And all of the people who were participant in their abuse ought to be held accountable, and they ought to go to jail. And I feel like that part of this story has gotten lost as we go through the politics of Donald Trump and da 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 da. This is really at its core about sexually abused victims and their need for justice, and they're deserving justice.
I think everybody completely, John, I don't care whose name shows up in it.
Right.
If you know, the president, the current president says, this is a Democratic hoax. It's being put up to make me embarrass me, blah, blah, blah. And look over here. There's Bill Gates. There's Bill Clinton. Good. Get them too.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Whoever these people are, whatever roles they've played, whatever they meant politically, who cares? They should be held accountable under the law. And when we see these triumphant efforts, I mean, these are Herculean things that the president and the Department of Justice are trying to do to stop this, to the point where even Republicans had to participate in a discharge petition to get this to become law. Why not put it all out there? You can't help but speculate that there is real trouble here for Donald Trump. And the real question is why would all these supposed people who had been fighting for this want to protect any of them?
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent point. You're not going to get everything. And, of course, we did learn early on in this administration that there were 1,000 or so FBI agents who were going through these documents, which is how we first came to know that Donald Trump's name was in them. And his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, earlier this week confirmed that he's in them. And I suspect he's in them a lot. He and Epstein were, you know, very close friends. So, you know, that relationship is known and it's out there. But what needs to be gotten to the bottom of is who else was participating in the sex trafficking.
But if we pass a law via Congress, we have a president signing it into law saying that we're going to release all these, what other recourse do we have? If a president or a Department of Justice is withholding this information from us, they're violating the law. What is the recourse to hold people for the accountability of the law that was passed under Congress?
Yeah, somebody's going to have to go to court to have it enforced, you know, and the Justice Department's position is going to be, I suspect, that there are ongoing investigations, and that because this material is part of an ongoing investigation, it can't be released, and that's going to have to be adjudicated in a court of law. But we're going to get what we're going to get today, and I just hope that the outcome of this is that the people who participated with Jeffrey Epstein are held accountable.
All right, I completely agree. Let's go back, though, to the campaign, because this was something that meant a lot to the president's strongest base supporters, including Kash Patel, director of the FBI. I mean, there's a lot of right-wing bloggers who made their names.
Dan Bongino.
Being behind wanting to get these Epstein files out, saying there was this vast pedophile conspiracy. Remember, Hillary was running it out of a pizza parlor in New York City. Donald Trump played into that. He had to have known that he had a relationship with this man. He knew he had a relationship with this man. He knew there were photos of him. Why did he throw gasoline on this fire? And those folks who got enraged that Donald Trump was the one person, the only person who could actually bring this out, are now willing to look the other way.
Well, I mean, it's clearly fractured some part of his base in the way they've stonewalled this thing. And that really is the thing, that the event that led to the demise of the relationship between President Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had been,
right,
you know, buddies.
Ooh, yeah.
But it was her signing
Thomas Massie.
Yeah, the discharge petition on the Epstein files that led to that falling out. And this has been just a big fiasco, and I think it's done real damage to the president's job approval rating.
Politically, you did point to a couple of people who've jumped ship. that is the exception, not the rule,
yep,
of Republicans as it relates to Donald Trump. Is it those the start of the erosion? We've always heard off the record, you know, Republicans say, oh, we know he's crazy in private, but he's our guy. Or, you know, we don't agree with him on this, but he's our guy. Are we going to start to see that fracture where others are finally going to get their common sense back to him?
Could. I don't know that it's inevitable at this point. Because, you know, if you look at the approval numbers, and, you know, the president's approval is not good, but his approval numbers among self-identified Republicans is still very good. Maybe a tiny little erosion there, a couple points, 3 points. You know, as long as that base stands firm behind him, and as long as that base is at or near 90% of Republicans, then the impact of Donald Trump and the importance of his supporters in primary elections is still magnified. So I don't think you're going to see a wholesale fleeing from Donald Trump. Remember, politics increasingly is not about general elections anymore. It's not about having to beat a Democrat. It's about having to hold your nomination in your party. And so when you have a figure like a Donald Trump who's at 90 plus, 92, whatever it is, support among Republicans, then Republican office holders are going to be very wary of stepping too far away from him. And I think that's probably going to continue.
We discussed the ecosystem that existed in the campaign for President Trump as it related to the Epstein. That same thing has suddenly blossomed on the left.
Yep.
There's lots of folks now, very excited about the Epstein files and what they could potentially show. Do you think there's a school of thought on the left that a lot of the things that the president's doing, trying to rename the Trump's, the Kennedy Center to the Trump Center, putting up these ridiculous plaques, degrading former presidents, is a part of this, let's throw as much mud up into the air as possible to cause outrage so that people don't pay attention to the Epstein files? That's what I'm now starting to hear on the left.
Hmm.
Do you think there could be some validity to that?
Well, flooding the zone has been a strategy that predated Donald Trump. But certainly, you know, under the tutelage of people like Steve Bannon, flooding the zone has become a tactical approach to governing. And so, yeah, I think there's a certain amount of all of these things, the, quote, outrages that you cite, that are designed to just and the net effect of it is that I think a lot of people tune it all out.
Yeah.
You know, and which is, I wish we were in a place where we could tune out all the politics. I really do. But we're not. This is a time for people to be paying attention.
Well, it came out yesterday that the Kennedy Center Board of Directors, which were all wholesale replaced by Donald Trump, and then he installed himself as chairman, are now going to name the Kennedy Center the Trump Kennedy Center. Now, this all started, you'll remember, when we started to name the Gulf of Mexico, or he tries to name it the Gulf of America. He's trying to put his name on everything.
He said he was surprised.
Yeah, he was shocked it was going to happen. Do you think that that we will see this all torn down eventually right after this president's gone?
Yeah.
Whether it be the ballroom, hall of blah, blah, blah. And it seems to me it's going to be a strong message for a Democratic candidate to say, I'm going to go wipe our government of Donald Trump. And I think it's going to be a really popular message.
Could be. I've been predicting for months now that the midterms are going to be a debacle for Republicans. But, you know, there's some signs in the economy right now that things might be, now the unemployment rate is up, which is not great. But there are some signs that the economy might be kind of stabilizing. We did have a quarter point drop in the prime interest rate. If the economy kind of straightens out and begins to go north and incomes are going up and inflation comes down, a lot of ifs, but if those things were to occur, then the midterms aren't going to be quite as bad. And Donald Trump won't be quite as big of a boogeyman for Democrats as he is. But I think, to your point, you're going to have a large cast of characters running for president on the Democratic side in 2028. And that gets started you know, a year from now. You know, I think running against Trumpism and Donald Trump's name assignments everywhere, that'll be part of the message.
Right now, before we step aside, the two biggest headline getters on the Democratic Party are Gavin Newsom with his trolling of Donald Trump and J.B. Pritzker with his very audacious rebuke of Donald Trump. You think either of these guys wind up being the Democratic nominee for president? I'm not sure.
Could. I think the Democrats could do much better than either one of those. You look at a guy like Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, Democrat. Totally. Would have the kind of appeal, you know, centrist more appeal. But I'm afraid that you guys are going to go find somebody that's as progressive as possible and nominate them, which I don't think is necessarily the best way to go here.
Well, apparently the way you win a party primary, though, is to be out there as far to the right or left as you can possibly be. We've seen that with Donald Trump. He's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We'll step around side for a couple of minutes. We'll come back to, did you see this?
I don't know.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
All right, John Hancock, did you see this? Savannah Louie, a former St. Louis TV anchor and reporter, has officially won the sole survivor of the Survivor television series.
How many seasons for that thing?
It's 49th season. She won the million-dollar prize, outlasting 17 other people. She worked for KSDK here, and that's News Channel 5.
Yeah, buddy.
From 2019 to 2021.
Here during the pandemic, she was.
I got a couple questions for you.
Savannah Louie remember worked in
Savannah?
St. Louis.
Do you remember Savannah Louie?
I do.
You were watching and you could point her out prior to this.
I don't know that I know what she looks like, but I remember her being here.
Yeah, I don't remember Savannah being here. No. But kudos to her for winning that. But it got me to thinking.
Uh-huh.
I heard her yesterday on Dave Glover.
Okay.
And she said it's about 27 days of being out.
She was on
out.
Dave Glover?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good guest.
Yeah. She was 27 days on the Fiji Island where they're playing the game. So she was sleeping in the dirt, having to eat coconuts and not much more, doing all that competition.
Hmm.
I want you to give me a true, objective view.
All right.
I'm not sure I would last 3.5 days.
Oh.
I think I could get through the first night. But I think the first rainstorm that came and I was shivering and I'm hungry and I want to use a real bathroom, I would have been out. How long do you think John Hancock could survive?
You know, it's about
survive.
It's about resilience, buddy, and fortitude. You know, having been the recipient of the Wilderness Survival Merit Badge in the Boy Scouts, I'm here to tell you that
the one that you don't have to swim to be able to get.
No. But you got to be able to build a lean-to.
Yeah.
You got to be able to cook hamburger meat on a fire without a match or a lighter.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, but you'd have to have flint. These people, I guess they got flint through competitions, but there were nights where they had no ability to get fire. You think that you could survive?
Oh, I could, yes. What, now, 17 days?
I don't know. 27.
Oh, it's a month.
But we all know that you couldn't participate in most of the competitions because they take place in the water and you don't swim. He who has the survivor merit badge.
The wilderness survival merit badge.
Couldn't survive in the water, which is in the wilderness.
You know, most of the water there is pretty shallow.
Uh-huh.
You know, you walk out there.
In the ocean it's pretty shallow.
I mean, you can go for quite a while out there before you have to actually swim. So I think I could make it.
I don't think I could make it 3 days.
You get the fish, you know, you get your little spear.
Yeah.
What do you call that when you spear the fish?
Spearing.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
Harpooning.
Yeah, but the problem with you being
noodling.
Doing the
What's
spear.
Noodling? That's when you grab them barehanded, right?
I think so.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the catfish, and it can kill you.
Yeah.
I know somebody who died from it.
Died from a catfish.
We've talked about this with Chris and Amy before, a guy who was noodling down somewhere in the Ozarks.
Yeah.
He went and grabbed, you know, and those catfish, they have those spikes, like whiskers, but they've got poison in them.
Poison whiskers.
And this guy got it. It went into his arm, and he was a young kid, never went to the doctor, blew up, went to his heart.
Damn.
Like 2 days later, killed him.
Well, don't be grabbing
but
catfish.
You couldn't survive as the spearer of the fish as well, because when you spear the fish, John, you then have to pull it off the spear. And as you've told us, you've
never
touched
a fish. Yeah, that's true.
How did you even get this wilderness survival merit badge? I got to tell you
right
now.
Rugged individualism, Michael.
If you were running for president, and, you know, I didn't like you, I'd be going through your past to, like, discredit your record that you have all these, and probably putting the Boy Scouts into question as to whether or not they were operating true merit badge distribution
like yesterday.
Protocol.
Like yesterday, I remember this thing.
What, waiting in line to get tacos? How'd you survive that?
Nope, you're cast out, got your little whatever you can carry.
Uh-huh.
And then you out in the middle of nowhere, woods, bugs.
Right. Not the water.
Critters.
Because we know you're not going to survive in
and,
that.
And you start finding wood and leaves and building a shelter for yourself.
Yep. You ever ate chocolate-covered crickets?
We did here one time. I don't think I ate them, but we had them here.
Yeah, you would be able to eat bugs.
I could eat bugs.
Yeah. You'd be able to survive on just eating coconut insides of coconuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy, I don't like to talk, as you know, Matt, but...
You and I suffer from the same affliction. Matt Pajeski, the producer here, he and I are both, you know, ghosts.
Yeah.
We would have a hard time with the sun.
Oh, I'd be a
how
lobster.
Many days of the 27 do you think you at young, what, 30 years old? What are you?
26.
26 years old could survive.
26?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
I'd be sunburnt and peeling within a few hours.
And you can swim.
I can survive. I don't know if I could swim.
You can dog tread in the whole bit.
Yeah.
John, I think
I can do that.
I
buddy.
Think you'd be lucky to make it a night and a half. Look at how worked up you were over not getting your tacos.
Well, that was horrible. I mean, you talk about just depraved. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.